Blog Talk Radio.
Ha, hallelujah. Yes, today's daily psalm. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. And hallelujah psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Garmawi, Haile Selassie. So here, today's daily psalm, as we compare and contrast side by side the HSV, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, alongside the KJV. So the HSV, Haile Selassie version, alongside the King James version. Today's daily psalm is theme, Yedil Mezmor, Yedil of victory, Mezmor, a chant, an Isis, a psalm of victory. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor, Meto Arva Zeteng, Meto Arva Zeteng, Psalm 149th Psalm, Mezmor Dawit, Psalms of David, Mezmor, Meto Arva Zeteng. Theme, Yedil Mezmor. May God and I rise up to chant. That's in my
Let's tell it to the world.
149. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Shiru Ladonai, Shir Hadash, 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 Shir Hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Who is here?
Justice.
Who is here?
Yo! Justice!
Who is here?
Hi, 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 hi. Let me know you're no fire. of Ages, Rock of Ages. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 149. Here we have a double portion as we seal up the fourth book of HaTorah, what's referred to as the Torah, the books of Moshe, first four books here, as we seal up with this double portion, Matot, which is tribes, and Masei, journeys. So we have tribes and journeys right here, sealing up the fourth book, Bamidbar, from the Hebrew perspective in the wilderness. But here, let's ride up. Two tunes right here, Rhema tunes, then get into this double portion, some of the Torah reading and feedings, and also more on today's daily psalm, Psalm 149. And just apologies to some of the brothers and sisters. Sometimes, you know, we play the, you know, Alexander Scorby and other readers. He's one of, you know, the better of the readers, but definitely calling for more of the readings from our people, you know, to contribute. And also we're seeking to step up on some more records, going through the whole scripture, but here we zoom in on the Psalms and the foundation, HaTorah, and also the Gospels and also the other areas of scripture. But just a little apologies to ones and ones who said, you know, we don't really want to hear them ones a read, but want to hear ones and ones amongst I and I read. But here, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, very interesting area of the scripture. Do you know where that's found?
Let me out.
Jah Marley right there with Rock of Ages. And here, Temple Rockers, a Maccabee dub right here. Here we have the classic reggae singer, Roots Reggae, Wayne Jarrett. And here's a Hebrew. And the Hebrew is the Ma'oz Zor, Ma'oz Zor, Rock of Ages. So strong, strong Ma'oz. Strong for rock.
Rock of Ages, let our song preside even power. Thou amidst the region food was our sheltering tower. Furious they have failed us, but thy arms availed us, and their words broke their souls when our own strength failed us. And their words broke their souls when our own strength failed us. Kindred knew the holy land, priest approved in suffering, purified the nation's shrine, brought to God their offering.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all of our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meats, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Rock on, watch my pillow. Rock on, watch my pillow. I said, Everyone was my builder, could not find place to sleep. But them empty, we have to find food for it. Every day we terrorized by soldiers and police. When they think them a strong man, they think them a bait. From them a black cowboy and Indian and chief. From the first to the hell straight up the seventh street. But hanging out with my love, they jump to the base. I make it in a life, I inherit all the means. Them cap, self-employed, cannot get laid. But I work me up, can't even get a day up. Who do you want to stop me now? Them finals say them way up. Alright,
so me say one by one, one by one, one by one, we stepping out of Babylon. And then one by one, one by one,
the King Selassie, I the conquering lion, lion, lion.
Run down, one man.
Like a lunch.
Tico
Raka, Mali.
Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but I want to slip on your bun. Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but I want to sell us the eyebrows to go. Operation is a thing, could need a harder time. Got to widen your views, got to broaden your mind. What we find in the ghetto, nowhere else you no find. Hunger, poverty, a system so unkind. As a matter of fact, there is an aftershock. When come ground, not my bed, I'm up below with a rock. Try to make it through the system, all the doors were locked. Yet nothing me to try, and so I ain't gonna stop. All the time they write a book on you. All the time some other crap they would have put on you. Yet when you're in there, they would look on you. They would only stand and wonder why they put on you. But we are.
Never live for bench with. mother never deal. Real, when me try stop him heal. Seems like you are send me to the back of field. Press what you want, press, and you are steal. Run where you want, run, and you are wheel. Then straight up, then I coulda where you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel. One man me fear, ready Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the back of field, without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me know. Enough time, them try to tempt me. But it's true, me a lead by far and them see. Them team up, and I sign and I try stop me time from. Me make me empty, but a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me no have no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is for real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta. One man me fear, ready Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me no have no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is for real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta. Yeah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is doomed for hell.
I
want
to testify.
Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray.
Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his death Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love it surround me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. See another day. Thank you for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent you give me, for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you show up on my jaw. Jaja, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace. So no, I'm not saying that I want it, yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his side Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love, it surrounds me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you now. another day. Thanks to the obstacles, you're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent, for you give me stuff to open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks to dada. Thank you for the blessing that you show up on me, Jah. Jah, Jah, your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure, yeah, yeah, Lord. Give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can, yeah. And in this life, on my journey, if I should stumble, stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can, yeah. Stumble and fall and make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, 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 Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can.
And the evening psalm here, standing psalm here for the third day of the Shavuah. We have Psalm 82, Psalm 82 right here, Judgment Call.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor David, Mizmor la
Shavuah. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The God.
Bekerem Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
መዝሙር 81 በቅንፍ 82 የአሳፍ መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር በአማልክት ማህበር ቆመ፣ በአማልክትም መካከል ይፈርዳል። እስከ መቼ ሐሰትን ትፈርዳላችሁ? እስከ መቼ ስለ ኃጢአተኞች ፊት ታድላላችሁ? ለድሆችና ለድሃ አደጎች ፍረዱ፣ ለችግረኛውና ለምስኪኑ ጽድቅ አድርጉ። ብቸኛውንና ችግረኛውን አድኑ፣ ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አስጥሏቸው። አያውቁም፣ አያስተውሉም፣ በጨለማ ውስጥ ይመላለሳሉ። የምድር መሠረቶች ሁሉ ተናወጡ፣ እኔ ግን አማልክት ናችሁ፣ ሁላችሁም የልዑል ልጆች ናችሁ። ነገር ግን እንደ ሰው ትሞታላችሁ፣ ካለቆችም እንደ አንዱ ትወድቃላችኋል። አቤቱ ተነስ፣ በምድር ላይ ፍረድ፣ አንተ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ተወርሳለህ።
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor la Samor la Samor la Samor la Samor la Samor la Samor la Samor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot, Elohim 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Double portion right here in the season, as we seal up this book right here in this July. Yes, I, this month right here, very important month, you know, looking forward to the King's Earth Strong, you know, revelation, prophecy, reveal. But here we have the Aliyot here for this double portion. Stay tuned. Get it here.
For this double course, sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Here, Shema Yisrael, Rayel. Here, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Matot. Here, picking up the fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book, called Numbers chapter 31. Here, Shema Yisrael Gevir. Here, Numbers chapter 31, verse 13. For the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third offering. Here. Y-A-T-O-U Moshe. With El Azar HaKohena Wekola Nesiei HaEdah Likaratam Ela Miyahut La Machene. And Moses and Eleazar HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, and all the princes of the congregation, were called Nisi'ei HaEdah, went forth to meet them without the camp. Likratam Ela Miyahut Lamachane. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, which came from the battle, from the backup. And Moshe said to them, Have y'all saved all the womb men alive? Behold, these caused the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, through the counsel of Bilam, Balaam, to commit trespass against the Yahweh in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation, the aggregation of the Yahweh. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known man by lying sexually with him. But all the woman children that have not known a man by laying sexually with him, keep alive for yourselves. And do y'all abide without the camp 7 days. Whosoever hath killed any person, and whosoever hath touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the third day and on the seventh day. And purify all your raiment and all that is made of skins and all work of goat's hair and all things and all things made of wood. And Eleazar HaKohen, Eleazar, the priest, said to the men of war which went to the battle, this is the ordinance of the law HaTorah which the Yahweh commanded Moses. Only the gold and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may abide the fire, y'all, shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water of separation. And all that abideth not the fire, ye, y'all, shall make go through the water. And ye, y'all, shall wash your clothes on the seventh day, and ye, y'all, shall be clean. And afterward, ye, y'all, shall come into the camp. And Shema, hear, give ear, Shema Israel, hear, for the Rabbi'i, the fourth aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering of Anaphora for this Shabbat Matot. Here, Numbers, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 31, here at verse 25, for the Rabbi'i aliyah. Vayomeri Yahuel Moshe Leimor, Sa eta rosha malakoach Hashbi ba'adam Ua babheima Hata we El Azar HaKohen we Rashe Avot Ha'edah. Hear, Shema, give ear, the fourth Rabbi'i Aliyah. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of man and of beast, of man and of beast, thou, the I, Ata, with El Azar HaKohen, the I, and Eleazar, the priest, and the chief fathers of the congregation of the aggregation, and divide the prey into two parts, between them that took the war upon them, who went out to the battle, and between all the congregation of the aggregation, and levy a tribute, Layahuwah, to Jehovah of the men of war, which went out to battle, one soul of 500, both of the persons and of the bees and of the asses and of the sheep. Take it of their half and give it to Eleazar HaKohen, Eleazar the priest, the Kohen, for and heave offering LaYahuwah of Jehovah and of the Bnei Yisrael's half. Thou shalt take one portion of 50 of the persons and of the bees, of the asses and of the flocks and of all men of beasts, and give them to Halloween, the Levites, which keep the charge of the tabernacle, LaYahuwah of Jehovah. And Moshe and Eleazar HaKohen did as the Yahweh commanded Moshe, and the booty being the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught was 6,600,070,005 sheep, and 72,000 bees, and 61,000 asses, and 32,000 persons in all of woman that had not known man by lying with him, by laying sexually with him, and the half, which was the portion of them that went out to war, was in number 300,007,030,500 sheep. And the Yahweh's tribute of the sheep was 603,015. And the bees were 36,000, of which the Yahweh's tribute was 612. And the asses were 30,500, of which the Yahweh's tribute was 601. And the persons were 16,000, of which the Yahweh's tribute was 32 persons. And Moshe gave the tribute, which was the Yahweh's heave offering, to Eleazar HaKohen, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. For this double course, sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይሄ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
So here, we're at a double portion. So some things old, some things new, but hopefully all things true. Father, be pleased. Right here, we have a double portion. I'd like to share this audible. It's from one of our previous double portions here, Sabbatical chat, a reasoning, going into this double portion, some of the content, some of the themes. So grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, the B-I-B-L-E. Bring a willing and a repentant heart and mind right here, Do you have that on an audible, a loop or something?
You know why. Have you read the Bible lately?
Yes. Have you read the Bible?
Rastafari
sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here at the last lesson half, and I were here on the this was previously recorded right here. Didn't go through full edit, but the content right here. So grab your pen, your paper right here. Double portion.
A sabbatical chat here. So we have a double portion, Matot Masai. Matot refers to the Negadoch, the tribes, the Negadoch. And Masai to the journeys, Bamarinya, the Guzo. So in the previous sabbatical, the previous Shabuah, the Torah portion was, we had Phinehas, right, or Pinchas. Pinchas, Phinehas, Phi Nahas. And that ended with the description of the central sacrifice, the central offering required at the tabernacle, namely the daily sacrifice of a defect-free male lamb. A male lamb. In the Hebrew, the Seh, Bamarinya, we have beg. The defect-free male lamb with unleavened bread and wine. And this is referred to as the Korban, Tamid, the continual offering, the Korban. Bamarinya, we say like the Korban, Tamid. In addition to this special daily offering, various sacrifices for Shabbat and other feasts and festivals in the Hebraic, the Israelite, the holy year were also specified. Now, this Torah portion, the first part of the double portion, Matot, it begins with Moses instructing the Roshe, right? The Rases, Rosh in Hebrew, Ras, Bamarinya, Ethiopic. Well, Ethiopic, Ris, but the heads, the Roshe of the Matot of Yisrael, the tribes of Israel, regarding the laws, direction, instructions of the Nedarim, 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 the vows and the making of vows. Now, what is a nedar? A nedar, a vow, is either to do something, or to abstain from doing something. Either the vow may be to do something, or to abstain from doing something. This is regarded as binding, lifne Yahuwah, before Jehovah, be'egziyavi herfit, in the presence of the sustainer. Though it could be annulled in certain limited circumstances and situations. For example, a father of the family, an Ab of the Beit Ab, a father Ab of the Beit, house of Ab, which is a term for family, the Beit Ab, a father has the authority to annul the vow of his daughter, and a husband the vow of Ishto, of his orset, of his wife, if he does so within the 24 hours or so of hearing the vow's declaration. Jehovah then commanded Moses to take vengeance upon the Midianites. Why? For their role in plotting the moral destruction of Israel. You may have heard it said in the New Testament of the doctrine of Balaam. Well, this is what it was. In other words, they sent their woman, right, their woman upon the sons of Israel, right, to morally defile them. In other words, for them to get caught up with the woman of the loose woman of the Midianites, so that after they got all caught up, then the men would feel strong enough to kill us. Well, that didn't work out thanks to Phinehas and his zeal. So Jehovah commanded Moses to take vengeance upon the Midianites. It's kind of interesting. It's the same thing that's going on nowadays, but pick up on that a little bit more. Jehovah then commanded Moses to take vengeance upon the Midianites for their role in the moral destruction of Israel, the demoralization of Israel, through the evil counsel of Balaam of Beor. Led by Phinehas, 12,000 Israelite warriors, 1,000 from each tribe. Now, we noticed this number there, and we didn't connect the dots with the Kevra Neges until we heard it again. It's a chant. Didn't Shlomo, command 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes to accompany David II, Ben-Hakim, Baina-Lechem, a.k.a. Menelik? So the 12,000 warriors, that number, significance of 1,000 from each tribe, right? They attacked and killed every male Midianite, including the arch enemy, Balaam, the preacher, the pastor for hire, and the five kings of Midian. I guess that brings a new Hebrew perspective to Kol Medina. When the victorious Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, returned to the camp, they took with them, after killing the men, they took the Midianite woman, children and cattle and other possessions as the spoils of war, or what's called the booty. No pun intended, or perhaps. But anyway, Moses was not happy about this. Why? He reprimanded the officers for keeping the woman alive. Why? Since they were the cause of the plague on the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in the first place. I mean, think about this for a moment. The men of the Midianites didn't just want to fight us, but they said, this people is protected by Jah because they still are in a covenant agreement. They're still connected with Source. But if we can demoralize them, so they, in a sense, sacrificed their woman, sent their woman to commit whoredom with the sons of Israel so that when we will be in a weakened moral condition, the men would feel justified, or maybe that would amp them up to then, you know, fight. Moses, therefore, he ordered that all the Midianite prisoners of war were to be executed except for 16,000 virgin girls, girls that did not know man sexually. The warriors, unclean by contact with the dead. So when one man say a warrior, well, there's times being a warrior, you're unclean by contact with the dead. Because as a warrior, what are you doing if you're a real warrior, right? They were then required to stay outside the camp. These are rules of engagement and war laws. They were required to stay outside the camp for 7 days to undergo ritual purification. So after the war, according to John's direction and instruction, the soldiers, the warriors, have to purify before they go home to their family and to the community. The spoils of war were then divided equally between the warriors on the one hand and the entire congregation, the aggregation, on the other hand. It's interesting because David does something similar, right? Some of the men them that went forward to reclaim what was taken by these other ites, these other tribes, when they came back, the men that came back with him, the warriors, said that we shouldn't give anything to the men who stayed back watching the home front. And David brought forward this, the spirit of this word here, that the spoils of war were then equally divided between the warriors on one hand, those who went forth, and those who were on the homeland security, the home front, the entire congregation that stayed behind on the other hand. The soldiers, grateful for their miraculous victory. Why? Why was it a miraculous victory? Because not a single Israelite was killed. They contributed 1/50 of their spoils to the Levites. Halloween. That means by giving to the Levites, they were giving to Jah. To the Levites, and made an additional free will offering at the Mishkan, at the Debterah and the Ge'ez, at the tabernacle. The tribes of Reuben and Gad, as we touched on, and half of the tribe of Manasseh, they then asked to settle in the pasture land of Gilead on the east of the Jordan, since they had large herds of cattle. At first, Moshe, he hotly disapproved of their request, since he was very concerned, worried, or even one may say feared, that the other tribes would lose heart if these tribes stayed behind during the conquest of the Canaan. However, when the tribal leaders made a vow, remember we began off here in Matot with the principles of the Nedarim, the vows, the tribal leaders made a vow to join the fight while their families remain in Gilead, and therefore Moshe finally agreed. So that's a kind of a synopsis, an overview for I and I sabbatical, we could say, chat. Looking at the time, got 15 or so minutes. Let's see if we can touch on this right here. I'd like to get into some particulars, but let's just scroll forward to Masa'e, to the journeys of Guzo. So in the previous Matot, that ended with the Israelites camped east of the Jordan River near the plains of Moab, ready to finally enter the promised land. And we point to Moab and the Moors. Many of the Moors say there's a Moab connection. And it's interesting that in the 20s and 30s, some of the black Jews, they identified themselves as Moorish Jews after the coronation of the King of Kings that became the commandment keepers, Ethiopian Hebrews. They are ready to finally enter the promised land. In addition, in anticipation of their return to the land. Now, Masa'e, it begins with Moses recounting 42 sites that the sons of Israel, the B'nai Yisrael, stayed during their 40 years of wandering in the desert, in the Midbar, the wilderness. From their first camp after the Exodus. Interestingly enough, that first camp was called what? Sukkoth. In other words, it was called booths or tabernacles. To their current encampment that was across the river from the land of Canaan, across the river, the Jordan River. After recounting the various stations of the journey, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, said that when the Israelites crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, they were to drive out all the inhabitants and utterly destroy all trace of their culture and religion. I know this seems harsh nowadays, but interestingly enough, the word inheritance, or at least to inherit in the sense of the Israelites, it has that sense, either to drive them out physically or to impoverish them financially. So there's two ways it can be done. It can be done by war. It can be done by economics. Therefore, business is another form of warfare. After this, the land will be divided by lot according to the tribes of Israel, based on the size of each tribe. So therefore, a tribe that was a big tribe, they got more inheritance. A tribe that was a small tribe, they got less inheritance according to their size. Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, the power then warned Moses that if the Israelites would not drive out the inhabitants of the land, they would become a snare. Those inhabitants that they did not drive out would become a snare to them. Often I look at the Middle East so-called situation, I say, chant. Those are all the descendants of the people that we did not drive, our ancestors didn't drive out then. And Ha-Elohim would then judge and exile the Israelites as the 400 years here and there, as he intended to do to the Canaanites. So that really shows that there was a prior relationship of the Almighty even with all nations, but especially the Canaanites. Note, check. The Israelites are not Canaanites. Some goofy folks, even some goofy black scholars are talking that shite. The boundaries of the promised land were then given in Numbers chapter 34, verses 1 to 10. We can say the promised land or the land grant. The land grant. Note that these borders are not the same as those described earlier to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 to 21. See, here we return, right, to the Abrahamic promise that Bereshith, you know, that Genesis spoke of, even in the New Covenant sense. But you'll note that the land grant in Numbers chapter 34, 1 to 10, is not the same as those given earlier to Abraham from the river of Ethiopia, the river of Egypt, to the river of Euphrates. That includes Ethiopia, of course, and even the state of Israel. Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 to 21. Since the larger land area would be given to Israel after HaMoshiach, after the Messiah, after the King Messiah returns to restore Zion during the millennial kingdom. This is the dispensation we're in right now. According to Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 15, to Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35. Instead, the promised land is restricted to, quote, the land of Canaan according to its borders. This is often referred to as the Palestinian covenant. In Numbers chapter 34, verses 2 to 13. That is, to the local region occupied by the seven Canaanite nations living there at the time of the conquest under Yehoshua, under Joshua. The Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, were then instructed to assign towns with surrounding pasture lands to the Levites, and were to be a total of 42 towns. So something about this 42, the 42 encampments, and the Levites would have 42 towns chosen by lot and distributed throughout the land according to the size of each tribe. It's interesting because in ancient Egypt, there were 42 sacred precincts. Just a little note there. In addition, six more cities were to be given to the Levites and designated as cities of refuge, to which a person who unintentionally killed another and other may flee to take refuge from an avenger of blood. And the avenger of blood basically is the next of kin. That's why I said that if one went to a city of refuge and then he left there before the death of the high priest and a family member, next of kin, saw them, it would be, as we say, on sight. Of these six cities of refuge, three were to be located east of the Jordan and three located in the land of Canaan. However, these cities were not meant to harbor murderers. It was not meant to harbor murderers who would be tried in court or in a grand jury. A grand jury, that's where the grand jury comes from. the real grand jury, but they would be tried in court and put to death at the hand of an avenger of blood. The death penalty required testimony from at least two witnesses and admitted of no ransom. There was no plea bargain. It's interesting that Gurmawi Nagusa Nagesa, the Imperial Master Gurmawi Haile Selassie, says, we've abolished many things, but not the death penalty. So as the Torah, the glory of His Majesty, the Bible states, the death penalty required testimony from at least two witnesses and admitted of no ransom or plea bargain to be offered in place of the murderer's execution. On the other hand, a person responsible for involuntary manslaughter of another was required to dwell within the confines of a city of refuge until the death of the high priest, the priest that was anointed, after which time he was free to return to his home without fear of retribution from an avenger of blood. That means if the avenger of blood still carried that on and this one abided by everything, then that avenger of blood would be put to death because they violated the Torah. The leaders of the tribe of Manasseh then came before Moses, Moshe, to discuss the legal implications of the case of Zelophehad. So here we have some interesting case law. Zelophehad, the daughters, had his daughters, and they received the inheritance, whom, one should recall, he was a man of the tribe of Manasseh, who died in the desert in the wilderness without any sons to be his heir, though he had five daughters whom Jehovah said could inherit their father's portion in the land. These leaders were now concerned that if these daughters were to marry men from another tribe, the original inheritance would be transferred out of the territory of Manasseh, thereby diminishing the inheritance given to their tribe. Very, very good, accurate point, as the daughters of Zelophehad had a very good, accurate point concerning their father's inheritance. So Moshe then ruled that to prevent the transference of inheritance from one tribe to another, the daughters of Zelophehad were only permitted to marry men within their own tribe. Therefore, it became a general law and case law that no tribe's inheritance may be passed or transferred to another tribe, and any daughter who had obtained a land inheritance could only marry someone within her own tribe. It's very practical, very sane, very sound right there. But the book of Numbers right here, and the historical narrative of the Torah itself, it concludes with the resolution of this legal question, case law, just before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, invaded the land of Canaan under the leadership of Yehoshua, under the leadership of Iyasu. The book it completes, fulfills, ends with this statement. These are the commandments and the rules that Jehovah commanded through Moses to Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. Looking at the time right here, might just go over a little bit just to touch on some interesting points that we can hopefully pick up in the Shavua coming forward. Matot. These are some of the discussion topics here for I and I, Rastafari Sabbatical Chat, and reason, come make with reason. So now there's the Hebrew word haram. You might have heard of a place called a harem, but the haram. Haram means to ban, it means to destroy. Usually, it's thought of as total destruction of the enemy and his goods at the conclusion of a military campaign. There is what is called the cherem. The cherem is therefore the annihilation of Hailahim, of the power's enemies. Today, it refers to what is called excommunication. Excommunication from a Hebrew, Hebraic, Israelite community. How are we to understand Hailahim's, the power, the true good, the true God's call for the seeming, quote, genocide of the seven nations of Canaan as mentioned in Torah. And let me say this for the record. People try to say, oh, well, the God of the Old Testament is not the same as the God of Jesus of the New Testament. They lie. They're fools. We could prove it, but right now on this point. For example, Hilahim states that we are to show no mercy to them in Deuteronomy, the next book coming up, chapter 7, verse 2, and to utterly exterminate the populations of these nations, the seven nations. What's interesting is that even the Kevra Negest, the glory of kings, it points to this precept. And Menelik and the 12,000 also carried out this principle when they brought the ark forward. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 16 to 18, bringing out the Torah sense of this. How are we to understand these commandments, especially in light of Ha'adon, Yeshua, in light of Gittai Jesus, in light of Lord Jesus, his ethic of showing love to one's enemies? How are we to understand this? That's one of the sabbatical chat reason of I and I Rastafari Torah keepers. Vengeance. Let's touch on this just briefly here. Nikama. The word Nikama is a concept contained in both the Old and the New Testaments. The God of vengeance. El Nikamot. I think that's Psalm 94, if I'm correct. El Nikamot, the God of vengeances. Actually, vengeances. Nikamot is plural. Lord, God of vengeance, shine forth. Psalm 94, verse 1. Paul wrote that God will inflict vengeance on those who do not obey the message of Yeshua Moshechenu, of Jesus Getachin, of Jesus, I and I, Messiah, with the punishment of eternal destruction. Yes, Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, our Hebrew brother, apostle to the Gentiles. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 to 9, Paul wrote that Hilahim will inflict vengeance on those who do not obey the message, the gospel of Yeshua, the Messiah, I and I, Messiah, with the punishment of eternal destruction. So, let's discuss the idea of the wrath of Hilahim. Now, the portion, first part of the double portion, Matot, tribes, it finally identifies Balaam, as the cause of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel's fukari, their sin, their lack, with the Midianite woman, or should we say with the whores of the Midianites. In Numbers chapter 31, verse 16. Why do you think the evil intent of Balaam's plan was revealed in this narrative here rather than the earlier one? Now, Rashi, he states that the tribes that settled east of the Jordan, Reuben, Gad, half of Manasseh, were more concerned with their property than their own children, because they spoke of the welfare, the shalom, the welfare of their cattle, their property, before their families, in Numbers chapter 32, verse 16. Moshe, he reversed their order. He put things in proper order. They had their priorities mixed up and out of order. Moses reversed their order in his rebuke to them in Numbers chapter 32, verse 24. So, question, why do you think these tribes, these Israelites, lost sight of the original vision of the promised land? Question, why do you think many of I and I, ethnic Yisrael, who are Rastafari, lost sight of the original vision of the promised land, Shashamani? Why do you think women were treated differently, seemingly, regarding vows than men? Is this evidence of a so-called patriarchal society, or is it perhaps something else? Let's reason on that. Are all vows necessarily bad? What about marriage vows? What about vows to keep faith in Jehovah and his promises? Make I and I reason upon this. rules for kashering. Now, kashering is like making kosher, right? Making clean, according to Yahweh. The utensils, the tools, the utensils are defined in the first of the double portion, Numbers chapter 31, verses 21 to verse 23. So come, make reason on the idea that everyday objects should be cleansed before being used. It's interesting that emphasis on the cleansing of the tools. In the liturgy of His Majesty of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, the liturgy book, the original one, there's a section there which reminds me of the Torah where the tools, utensils, when they're first used in like a new church or whatnot, they have to be cleansed. They have to be cleaned. They have to be prepared. On to some quick discussion, reasonments, potentially for us individually, collectively, you know, here for Masai, the second of the double portion, the last reading of Numbers, Bamidbar. This portion, Masai, journeys, trods, it begins with a list of place names, many of which are, some say, unknown or otherwise obscure. Why do you think Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, commanded this detailed list? We have Numbers chapter 33, verse 2. Now, the Baal Shem Tov said that the 42 stations from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet, to the Promised Land are replayed. In the life, the liberty of every individual Yehudi, every individual Israelite, as the soul journeys, as the psychic, the soul journeys from its descent to return to its source. In other words, the 42 stations, places from Egypt to the Promised Land are replayed in the life, the liberty of every individual Hebrew and Israelite, every individual Yehudi, as the soul journeys from its descent into world flesh, to satanic seclorum, and its return, its repatriation to the Father, return to the Father, to its source. Come. Make I and I reason. The first stop after the Exodus was called Sukkot, or booths, tabernacles. Make I and I reason on the significance of this. One great puzzle in the account of the places given in the book of Numbers is that the camp at Mount Sinai, the place of the great revelation of the Torah, interestingly enough, is not even mentioned. So, why? Lamaze, why? Lemon didn't know. Why do you think the revelation at Sinai, was left unmentioned? The account of the route of the Exodus is described differently in the book of Exodus than in the book of Numbers. For example, the incident of the Kibrot HaTa'ava, or the graves of the lust, where the people wanted debtors, they wanted to eat debtors, the Kibrot HaTa'ava. That incident where Ha'elohim sent the plague of quails is only briefly mentioned in Exodus chapter 16, verse 13, at a location that is named, according to the scripts, between Elim or Elim and Sinai, whereas it is more fully discussed in Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 to 34, after Moses had met up with Jethro at a location near Sinai. Attempt to harmonize the account given in both books, if you can. Why? Lama, in Hebrew, lama, why? Lemon, in the Amharic. Why did Ha'elohim, Exiabia, quote, drive out the heathen inhabitants of Canaan, but instead made this Yisrael, Israel's responsibility, in Numbers chapter 33, verse 50 to verse 53. In other words, they had to work for it. An interesting point of curiosity is that in Numbers chapter 1, we get the pedigree of the Israelites. Many of the other Israelite camps, the ISUBK, One West, they say this is what proves you're Israelite. What they miss is that though the list of those ones in Numbers chapter 1 were those who 20 years and above would have to, in a sense, work it out, work out their salvation. They would have to go forth armed and put in that work to claim the land for the woman, the children, and everyone else. This is why men are usually the inheritors, because when it's on the line, we have to fight and lay down our life if necessary for our family. But why did John, why didn't he drive out the heathen inhabitants, but instead made this Israel's responsibility? Just two more areas of reasonment here, possible reasonment. The historical narrative of the Torah, it ends with a discussion regarding the Israelite law, the inheritance rights of the daughters of Zelophehad. Is this the ending you would have expected to the wilderness? The discussion of daughters inheriting land. Let's reason on the meaning of the entire book of the wilderness called Numbers. The Midrash Numbers Rabbah, it equates the establishment of cities of refuge with Hailahim, the power, with Jah's judgment of Adam and Eve after their sin, their uckery in the Gan Ba'eden, in the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Delights, in Genesis 2:17. And this portion here, Masa'eh Guzo, it explains that a person banished to a city of refuge must remain there until the death of the Kohen Gadol, until the death of the Lika Kahinat, until the death of the high priest. How does the death of the high priest, the priest that is the anointed, the Messiah priest, the high priest, how does this compensate for the loss of a life? Is this another picture of Ha'adon Yeshua as our high priest, of Jesus as I and I high priest? So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, yes, I. Chazak, onit chazek. Be strong, make I and I be encouraged. This is what is said whenever we conclude, fulfill a book of Torah. We say chazak, be strong, wenit chazek, and may I and I and I and I be strengthened. Yes, I. Melkam Ehud Shabuah Tov.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
For this
for this double portion, sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for...
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land. Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land, in the promised
land. Yeah. I don't know what Emmanuel
I
said,
I know it's a greetings in the name of the mighty King, and I am slayed by the King of Zion.
Imagine Ghana like California with Sunset Boulevard, Johannesburg would be Miami, Somalia like New York with the most pretty light, the toughest pretty car, every New Year the year. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
Yes, yes, yes. Majek Fashek right there, there, there. Yes, I. Majek Fashek right there. It's a classic 1996 tune right there. Promised Land. Did you hear? Did you hear? Hear Shema Yisrael. Shemu, Shemu, Lau. Hear him. What he said, Promised Land is a state of mind. Good reasoning here. Here, here, here. Yes, 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 yes. A little Selah moment, unexpected right there. I was talking, but the mic was on mute. But that was Majek. Majek Fashek. Majek Fashek right there. The classic 1996 tune right there. Promised Land. Did you hear? Did you hear? Shema'a Yisrael. Hear, O Israel. Shema'u La'u. Hear him. What does Majek Fashek say in the Promised Land tune? The Promised Land. What and where is it? So the Promised Land is not America, it's not Europa, it's not even Africa. In the higher, 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 higher heights, in the Christ consciousness, the Messiah mindfulness, the Promised Land is a state of mind. The doubting Thomas, the weak heart, right, the weak mind will not make it to the Promised Land, because the Promised Land is a state of mind. Now, of course, from low degrees to high degrees, we have the earthly type, the temporal type, the land, even the land between the two rivers, between East African River known as the River Nile, a.k.a. Gihon or Gihon, as some refer to it scripturally, biblically, and also according to the geography, right, in the east of the River Nile, and what they call East Africa, and then as we move to Far East Africa or across the sands of Arabia. Was old Israel located somewhere in Arabia? Just going to put that on the beamer right here. And then we move to the second of the two rivers. That's why when truly interpreted, the flag that is often referred to as the flag of the modern state of Israel, with those two, the two blue bands right there, and that flag right there, we find it first being used amongst I people. We, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. But the flag there does make a point of the scripture prophecy regarding the temporal. The temporal, we're talking about like the natural. In the natural sense, it's the land. But what is land? What's the two truths, the Hebrew two truths? So first, from the low degrees, from the earthly type, we have between the two rivers, as we have in Bereshith, a.k.a. Genesis, also known as Genesis chapter 15, that land that according to the scripts was given to Abraham to his seed, to his race, right? That Hebrew race, that consciousness. But psycho-spiritually, looking at the Promised Land, that would be what we would call in today's language, it's Western Gentile language, the true Christ, the true anointed consciousness, the true Christ consciousness, a.k.a. in a more Hebraic sense, the Moshiach, the Messiah mindfulness, as we have in the Brit Chadasha, let this mind, right, be in you. So psycho-spiritually speaking of the soul and the spirit, in the carbon organic sense, according to the Brit Chadasha, or the New Covenant, the Adis Kidan, we have the God body, the Christ body, a.k.a., according to translation, King James Version, that resurrection body. That resurrection body. So just a breakdown and a build right here as we are on the theme of the Promised Land. What and where is the Promised Land? In the first of the two types, as Jehovah uses many times that objective or, you know, from a objective perspective, you know, objective lesson, right? We have the land, the earthly type. Right, but in the true consciousness, there's a higher type that's actually the prerequisite. That tune right there, Majek Fashek, check it out for the ISF. We're going to build on this a little bit here, but he summed it up so well when he says the Promised Land is not America, it's not Europe, it's not even Africa, because check it out. When we look at even the scripts, the narrative, right, there were those, I can say, that may be living in the land temporally, but their mind state, right, is outlandish, in other words. But here, a couple more tunes here before we ride up with more here on...
lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
مزمور 149 ሃሌሉያ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲሱን ቀን የተቀኙለት ምስጋናው በቅዱሳኑ ጉባኤ ነው። እስራኤል በፈጣሪው ደስ ይበለው፣ የጽዮንም ልጆች በንጉሳቸው ሐሴትን ያድርጉ። ስሙን በዘፈን ያመስግኑ፣ በከበሮና በመሰንቆም ይዘምሩለት። እግዚአብሔር በሕዝቡ ተደስቷልና የዋሃንንም በማዳኑ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋልና። ቅዱሳን በክብር ይመካሉ፣ በመንጣፋቸውም ላይ ሐሴትን ያደርጋሉ። የእግዚአብሔር ምስጋና በጉሮሯቸው ነው፣ ሁለት አፍ ያለውም ሰይፍ በእጃቸው ነው። በአሕዛብ ላይ በቀልን በሰዎችም መካከል ቅጣትን ያደርጉ ዘንድ ንጉሶቻቸውን በሰንሰለት አለቆቻቸውንም በግር ብረት ያስሩ ዘንድ የተጻፈውን ፍርድ ያደርጉባቸው ዘንድ ለቅዱሳን ሁሉ ይህች ክብር ናት። ሃሌሉያ።
First up on tonight's podcast right here, the Royal Amharic here, today's daily psalm 149.
Hallelujah. Yes, today's daily psalm. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. And hallelujah psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Garmawi, Haile Selassie. So here, today's daily psalm, as we compare and contrast side by side the HSV, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, alongside the KJV. So the HSV, Haile Selassie version, alongside the King James version. Today's daily psalm is themed Yedil. Yedil Mezmor, Yedil of victory, Mezmor, a chant, an Isis, a psalm of victory. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor, Meto Arba Zeteng, Meto Arba Zeteng, Psalm 149th Psalm, Mezmor David, Psalms of David, Mezmor, Meto Arba Zeteng. Theme, Yedil Mezmor. May God now rise up the chant. Besema'av, wa'welid, wa'menfesa kedus, ahadu, amlak. Kuter and, verse 1. Hallelujah. Le'gziyavi heradisuna kenete kenyulet. Miskanao, be'kedusanu guvayeno. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise ye Yah. Praise ye he who be, Sing to the Lord Egziavihar. Let Egziavihar adisuna kine. A new song to let compose for the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father. The adisuna kine. The adisu. Adisu kine. The adis. Adis. The new adisun. The new kine. New song. New poem composition tekenulet lekziaviher adisuna kine tekenulet miskanao beketusanu gubaino and his praise miskanao miskana praise thanks praise miskanao miskanao his praise his miskana his thanks and praises miskanao beketusanu amongst the holy ones, the Kiddusan, amongst the holy ones, Gubaye, the aggregation, the congregation, the assembly, his thanks and praise, Miskanao, the Kiddusanu Gubaye, and his praise in the congregation, the aggregation of the saints, of the Kiddusan, the Kiddusanu Gubaye, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Israel Befetariu,
ደስ ይበላው የጽዮን ማልጆች በንጉሳቸው ሐሴትን ያድርጉ Let me, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true El, the true God, Yisrael, Befet Ariu Desibalo. May Yisrael rejoice in him that made him, Yisrael, Befet Ariu, in his creator, his Fetari, Befet Ariu, in his creator, Fetariu, Befet Ariu Desibalo. May he be happy. May he say happiness. Say rejoice. May he rejoice. Be happy. Desibelo. Yes, Yonem Malijoch. The children of Zion. Of Zion children. Yes, Yonem Malijoch. And the children of Zion. The children of Zion. Yes, Yonem Malijoch. Benugusacho Hasetina Yadrigu. And may the children of Zion be joyful in their king, Ben-Nugusacho. In their Nugus, Nugusacho, their king, Ben-Nugusacho, Hasetena Yadrigu. May they be joyful. Kuter Sos, verse 3. Simuna Bezefena Yameskenu, Bekvrona Bemesenkoma Yizamrulet. May them praise his name in the dance. KJV says, let them praise his name in the dance. Simun. Simu, his name. Simun. His name. Simu. Simun bezafena yameskenu. 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 Let them praise. Give miskana to Simu, to his name. The definite article. Simun bezafen. The zefen in the dance. Bezafen yameskenu. Bekavrona, bemesenkom, yizemrulet. Let them sing praises, eyes, yizemru, yizemru. Zemru, the root zemre, mezmor, the chant, the eyes. Let them chant eyes to him with the timbrel and harp. Bekavrona, the kabro, the thunder, the Ethiopian thunder bass drum. Bekavrona, bemesenkom, the mesenko and the harp, even the harp of the Ethiopic great, great King David, the harp. The Mesenko, Bekavrona, Bemesenkom, Yizemrulet, chant Isis to him. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Egziarihir behizbua tedestualina, ye wahanima bemadanu kef kef yadargalina. For the Lord Egziarihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Father, Yod Hei Wehei, he who be, we be, the divine majesty, taketh pleasure in his people. Exiavihar, where his vote desto alina. He will beautify, itify, beautify the meek with salvation. Yeah, wahanim bemadanu, kef kef yadargalina. And the meek bemadanu, the wahan, yeah, wahanim. The wahanim, the wahan, the meek ones, and the meek ones, yeah, wahanim bemadanu, in his madan, bemadanu, madanu, bemadanu. In his salvation, kef kef, hi hi, yadargalina, he will lift them up high, high high, in his salvation. Kutaramist, verse 5. Kedusana bekubra yimekalu, be minat afachuim lai hasetina yadargalu. Let the saints, the kedusan, kedusan, be joyful in glory. Kedusan bekubra. The kubra, in glory, the kubra, yimekalu, yimekalu, yimekalu. May they boast. May the saints, the kiddusan, the holy ones, the set apart ones, may they boast, the kubra, in glory. Be mintafachu wimlai. And upon their mintaf, the mintaf is like, it's like a spread bed, so to speak. Be mintafachu wimlai, and upon their bed, hasetin yadergalu. May they sing aloud the haset, hasetin, the haset, haset. Haset in the, is haset pointed as syllabated like that, but in modern heart, the haset, hasetin yadergalu. May they sing, may they rejoice upon their beds. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Ye egziavi hermiskana be guruachono. Who let af yalawim masif be ijachono. Let the high, 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 high praise, the high eyes of egziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed Ab Father, be in their mouth. Ye egziavi hermiskana. Ye egziavi hermiskana be guruachono. Guracho, the guro, gurro, the throat. May the high, high eyes is the miskana, the Miskana of Egeziavihar Sustainer. He who be, who he be, is divine man, the true good, the true God. Yeah, Egeziavihar Miskana, Beguruacho, no. May the high praises, the Miskana of Egeziavihar be in their throat. Who let off, Yalowim, safe, Beijacho, no. And a two-edged sword in their hand. Who let two off, two mouth, Yalawim, that which is two mouth, safe, a sword with two mouth. It cuts when it goes in, it cuts when it goes out, it cuts when it goes to, it cuts when it goes fro. And a two-edged, who let off, Yalawim, safe sword, Be'ijacho, in their itch, their hand, Ijacho, Be'ijacho, no. And a two-edged sword, or literally a two-mouth sword in their hand. Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Ba'ahzablaya bekelin. Besawochim mekakele kitatina yadarguzen. To execute vengeance. To execute vengeance upon the heathen, upon the goyim, the nations, the nationalities, the peoples. Ba'ahzablaya. On the Ahizab, the peoples, the Gentiles, the Goyim, or here, KJV has heathen, but Ahizab, the peoples, the international community, the Ahizab lai, Bekelin, the vengeance, the Sawochim Mekakel, and upon the peoples, men and peoples, Sawoch, the Sawochim Mekakel, and amongst them, Kitatin, the Kitat, punishment. The kitat, the chastisement, the kitat, kitatin, yadarguzen, so that they do the punishment, the chastisement upon the men and people, and the bekel, and the vengeance upon the international community, the heathen, the ahzab lai bekelin, the sawochim mekakel kitatin, yadarguzen. Kuter Simint, verse 8. Nguso chachuina besenselet, aleko chachuinema begrebereta yasruzen, to bind their kings with chains. Nguso chacho, their kings, nguso chachuin besenselet, nguso chachuin besenselet, with chains and chains, in the senselet, besenselet, in chains, their kings, aleko chachuinim, and their leading men, their big men, their leaders, their leading men, the alekoch, alekochacho, their leaders, their leading men, alekochachuinim, and their leaders, be'igara foot iron, the foot iron, or iron for the foot, yas ruz then, so that they bind their leaders with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, the igar beret, the foot chains for the, you know, say the beret, the iron, the foot iron. All right, yas ruzen. Nguso chachuin be senselet. Aleko chachuinim be igar bereta yas ruzen. Kuter zeteng. Verse 9. Yetes afuina farda yadargu bachosen. Lek dusan hulu ye kubr nat. Hallelujah. To execute upon them the judgment written. Yetes afuina furd. Yetes afuina furd. The furd. The judgment. Yetetzafo, that which is written, yetetzafet, to write, yetetzafowinna frit, yadargubacho zen, to execute upon them the written judgment, the judgment that is and has been written. It is written. Le kedusan hulu, for the holy ones all, hulu, for all of the Isla ones, the set-apart ones, the Kedusan, Le Kedusan, Hulu, for all of the holy set-apart ones, Yehich, this, Yehich, Kubr, not, this honor, this glory, this Kubr, this honor, Yehich, this she, Kubr, this she, honor, is for all. For all, for hulu, lekedusan, hulu, yehitcha kvernat, this honor, this glory, she is for all the set-apart ones. KJV has this honor, have all his saints, hallelujah, praise ye, Yah, Rastafari. Yet it's alpha win the further, Yadargubacho Zen, Lek Dusan Hulu, Yehichakurnat. Hallelujah, Luya, 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 Luya.
መዝሙር 149 ሃሌሉያ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲሱን ቅኔ ተቀኙለት ምስጋናው በቅዱሳኑ ጉባኤ ነው እስራኤል በፈጣሪው ደስ ይበለው የጽዮንም ልጆች በንጉሳቸው ሐሴትን ያድርጉ ስሙን በዘፈን ያመስግኑ በከበሮና በመሰንቆም ይዘምሩለት እግዚአብሔር በሕዝቡ ተደስቷልና የዋሃንንም በማዳኑ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋልና ቅዱሳን በክብር ይመካሉ በመንጣፋቸውም ላይ ሐሴትን ያደርጋሉ የእግዚአብሔር ምስጋና በጉሮሯቸው ነው ሁለት አፍ ያለውም ሰይፍ በእጃቸው ነው በአሕዛብ ላይ በቀልን በሰዎችም መካከል ቅጣትን ያደርጉ ዘንድ ንጉሶቻቸውን በሰንሰለት አለቆቻቸውንም በግርብረት ያስሩ ዘንድ የተጻፈውን ፍርድ ያደርጉባቸው ዘንድ ለቅዱሳን ሁሉ ይህች ክብር ናት ሃሌሉያ
Psalm 149 Praise ye the Lord
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet Hallelujah 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 Shir ul Adonai Shir Hadash 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 Shir Hadash
Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And here, Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mem Tet, Kof Mem Tet. Psalm 149, here, a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, here from the Sefer, Tehillim, here the Midrash. And here, Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mem Tet, Kof Mem Tet. Psalm 149, here, a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, here from the Sefer, Tehillim, here the Midrash. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malkiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Tet, Kof Mim Tet. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of the saints. Opening verse. Psalm 149. Here's the Aleph verse. Here the first verse. Hallelujah. Shiru la Yahuwah Shir Chadash. Tehilato bi kahal chasidim. Hallelujah. 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 Yah. The Elilta to Yah. Hallelujah. Shiru la Yahuwah Shir Chadash. Sing y'all. Shiru la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Shir a song. Shir chadash a new. Adis adas chadash shir chadash a new a renewed song. Tehilato and his eyes is his elilta. The elilta to tehilato his tehila be. Kahal, be in Kahal, in the assembly, the Kahal, in the church, the Hebrew church, I'll call the assembly. Be Kahal, Chassidim, of the Chassid, Chassidim, of the saints, of the Chassidim, of his Isla ones, his saints, his the Chassid, the ones that received of his mercy, the Chassidim. So here, opening verse, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, sing to Jehovah a new song. And his praise, his eyes is in the assembly of the saints, in the assembly of the Isla ones. Hallelujah, shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash. Tehilato bi kahal chassidi. Yishayah, Isaiah. Isaiah said, remember y'all not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, the people that I formed for myself, that they might tell of my praise, of my eyes. Here, Yeshayah, Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 21. Al tizkeru harishonot, ve'kadamoniot, alatita bonanu, hini oseh. Chadash ata titzmach hallo teadauha afa asim ba'midbar dereka bia shimona ne harota ti kabdeni chayata hasade tanim ua venot ya na ki natati ba'midbar mayim Ne harota bishmon le hashkota ami ve chiri amzu ya sarti li te hilati ye saperu here Yeshayahu Isaiah Isaiah chapter 43 here full of folk verse 18 remember y'all not ala tizkaru. Al tizkaru. Remember y'all not. Rishonot. The first things, the head things, the former things, Rishonot. Al tizkaru, Rishonot. Neither consider the things of old, the things of old. With kadamoniot. And the things of the kedem, the kadmoniot. With kadmoniot, the things of the first times. With kadmoniot. Al tita bonanu. Consider. Not, neither consider y'all the things of old of the Kadmon of the first times. Where Kadmoniot ala tita bonanu. Behold, hini. Behold, I will do a new thing. Oseh chadasha. Oseh, I will do. I'm doing. I will do. Oseh chadasha. I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall y'all not know it? Ata titzmach. Now it shall titzmach. It shall spring forward. So bud forward. Ata titzmach. Hello. Teada uha. Shall you not know her? Hello. Teada uha. Shall you not know her? I will even make a way in the wilderness. Af asim. Bamidbar dereka. Af. Surely. Asim. I will make. Midbar in the midbar in the wilderness, derek away, a derek, and rivers in the desert, Be Shimon in the Yishimon, in the desert, the Yishimon, Be Shimon, Neharot, rivers. The beasts of the field shall honor me. The beasts of the field shall honor I. Tikhabdei ni. And they honoring I. Chayat. The beast, the living creatures, the Chayat. Chayat ha-sade. The Chayat, the living creatures, the beasts of the field. Ha-sadeh, of the sadeh. Tanim. Jackals. Tanim. Ua, binot, and ostriches, ya-inna, and the binot, ya-inna, and the ostriches, the binot, ya-inna. Ki, natati, for I give, ki, natati, bamidbar mayim, in the midbar, in the wilderness, in the midbar, mayim, waters, the mayim, the waters. Neharot bi Shimon, and rivers, Neharot, in the Yishimon, bi Shimon, in the desert, to give drink to my people, mine elect. Lehashkot, to give drink, lehashkot, ammi, my people. Bechiri, my elect, my elect, the people that I formed for myself. The people, Yatsarti, that I formed. Yatsarti, li, for me, for I. Yatsarti, li, that they might tell of my praise, of my eyes. Tehilati, my tehila, my ililta, tehilati, my eyes is my praises, tehilati, yisaperu, that they may tell, that they may recount, that they may tell of I and I eyes is. Alati zikru, rishonot, wik admoniota, ala tita bonan, niya osea, chedasha, ata, titzmacha, hello, te da uha? Afasima bamidbar dereka, bishimon neharota, tikhabdeini chayata hasade, tanim uav nota yaina, kia natatia bamidbar mayim, neharota bishimon, lehashkot amia vchiri, amzua yazarti elia, tehilatia yisaperu. Remember y'all, not the former things. Neither consider the sayings of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ala tia zikru rishonot wik admoniot ala titabonanu. Hinia osech tash ata titzmach. Now it shall spring forward. The beast of the field shall honor me, shall honor I, the jackals and the ostriches. Tikabdeini chayata hasade, tanima ua venota ya'ina. The people that I formed for myself, for myself, that they might tell of I Isis. Amzua yasarti alia tihilati yisaperu. Yeshaya, Isaiah, here. Isaiah chapter 43. Verses 18 to 21. That is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, because I shall make all things new, Chadasha, I shall make all things Chadasha, new. Ye, y'all, will sing a new song. Y'all will sing a Shir Chadash, a new song. And who are the assembly of the saints? Hallelujah, Shiru LaYahua Shir Chadash. Shir Chadash, sing to Jehovah a new song, y'all. Shiru, sing y'all, LaYahuwah, Shiru, LaYahuwah, Shir Chadash, a new song, a Shir Chadash. And who are the assembly of the saints? Who are the Kahal Chassidim, the Kahal, the church, the assembly, called out assembly, the Kahal Chassidim? Yisrael, Israel. For, is it not said in the preceding psalm, he shall exalt the horn of his people all his saints shall praise him. Even in Psalm 148, Hebraically the 14th verse. Vayarem karena l'ammo tehila l'chol chesedav. And he hath lifted up a horn for his people. Vayarem karen, vayarem, and lifting up karen, karen, a horn, le for ammo, for his people. A praise, tehila, tehila, the elilta, the eyes, the exaltation, a praise, tehila, lekol chesedayo, lekol for all chesedayo, chesedayo, chesedav, lekol chesedav, lekol chesedayo, for all his saints, his chasedim, chesedayo. Vayarem k'aren l'ammo, tehila l'kol chesedayo. Whenever the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, whenever the Israelites see HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, they become saints, they become chesedayo, chesedayo, the chesedim, they become saints, ones receiving of His mercy, chesedim. When they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha Elohim, at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etara Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea, they became chesedim, they became saints, chesedayo, His saints, who sang a song, as it is said, even in the Sefer Shemot, Yetziatam Mitzrayi, even in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, then sang Moses and the children, the sons of Israel, this song. Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael et HaShira Hazot. Then sang Az Yashir. Then sang Moshe. Az Yashir Moshe and the children, the sons of Yisrael. Uvnei Yisrael. Ubnei Yisrael. This song. Et HaShira Hazot. HaShira Hazot. The song, this song, HaShira Hazot, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Et HaShira Hazot. When they saw, seen, when they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the Elohim at Sinai, Sinai, they became upright men. When they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'elohim at Sinai, they became upright men. As it is said, even in the Proverbs, in the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, even in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. Here, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs, Mashal, Proverbs 2 and 7. Wetzafan laisharim tushia, or yitzfon. Yitzpon, Yitzpon, Laisharim, Tushia. Here. KJV reads this as, he layeth up sound wisdom, Tushia, sound wisdom for the righteous. Or here, in the Hebrew, here we have the Kati, what is written, Wezafan, Laisharim, Tushia. Or the Kare, Yitzpon, Laisharim, Tushia, Laisharim. Yisharim, the Yashar, the upright, he layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up Tushia. With Afan, Yitzpona Laisharim, Tushia. Here, Midrash note, here, sound wisdom, in the Hebrew, Tushia. Here, the Midrash note is, to this verse, he layeth up sound wisdom. This is taken to mean Torah, Ha-Torah, Jah's directions and instructions, the teaching of His Divine Majesty, Ha-Torah. That was revealed on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. So here, Tushia, in the Mashal, Mishlim, in the Proverbs 2 and 7 quote, where it says, he layeth up sound wisdom. Now here we have a Karei, and a Katib. Now what is written here, we go from the Katib, we have We and Tzafan. The Kare, what is said, we have Yitzpon. So here, a little note, layeth up, he layeth up. This is the Kare. When we read it as Yitzpon, Laisharim, Tushia, this is brought out as he layeth up. the translation of the Katib, what is written, we and Safan, is that, and he had laid up. So when we read it as, we Safan, Lai Sharim to Shia, and he had laid up La Yisharim, La Yisharim for the Yisharim, the Yashar, Yisharim, the upright ones, Tushia, sound wisdom. The search for wisdom, for Chokmah, as for a hidden treasure. The search for wisdom, for the Hebrew Sophia, the search for wisdom as for a hidden treasure, cannot be fruitless. Why? Lamaze? Because he has deposited it. And it is there, it is there, right? It is there to be discovered, it is there to be uncovered. So here, with the Katib, what is written, and he had, already done it, with Safan, Lai Sharim, Tushia, and he had laid up, Tushia, for the Yisharim, for the upright ones. But here, the Kere, what is said, the translation is the Kere, is the Yitzpon or Yitzpon. Instead of with Safan, we have Yitzpon, Laisharim Tushia, Yitzpon, Laisharim Tushia. The sense here is he layeth, he is doing this, he will do this because he is doing this. Yitzpon, Laisharim Tushia. What is Tushia? Tushia is translated here as sound wisdom. Now we know wisdom, Hebrew Sophia in the scriptures, the Chokmah. Here we have Tushia, which the translator translates and is brought out as sound or healthy wisdom, sound wisdom. This is a common term in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashalim, in the Proverbs, as well as in Eov, in Job. Now some render it as deliverance, Tushia, getting into the root of what is Tushia. Tushia is saving wisdom, because we get to the very root of the Tushia, the saving, the sense of the saving wisdom, right? Deliverance. Explaining it as, it appears to signify the act or power of establishment or arrangement, Tushia, signifying the act or the power, the ability of establishment or arrangement. And so, fertility in expedience, wisdom, and as a result, achievement, help, deliverance. Some bring out the sense of the Tushia, the sound wisdom, as practical sense. That sense in practice, practical sense. This conveys its general meaning. So here, for the Midrash explanation of the expanding of the Midrash note for Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 2 and 7, with Afan Laisharim Tushia, Yitzpon Laisharim Tushia. He has laid up sound wisdom to Shia for the Yisharim, the upright ones. He will lay up to Shia for the Yisharim, for the upright ones and ones. And what song? And what song did they sing? What song did they sing at Sinai? So here, since sound wisdom here in the Midrash is taken to mean HaTorah, the Torah that was revealed at Har Sinai, the question here is, and what song? Uma Shir, and what song did they sing? What song did they sang at Sinai? They sang here, as we have in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon, Song of Songs 1 and 2, Song of Songs chapter 1, the second verse where it reads, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth. And here, Midrash note, that is to say, according to the commentator, let him sanctify, make him sanctify, eilify, sanctify, I and I. May he sanctify us with the commandments. May he sanctify I and I with the commandments uttered by his mouth. So here, the commentator and the commentary here on this verse from Shir HaShirim, from Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, where it reads, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth. Here, this is taken by the commentator and in the commentary here on today's psalm to mean, let him sanctify, make him sanctify I and I with the commandments uttered by his mouth, the utterance of his mouth. Yishakeni mia ni shikota pihu kiatoim do deka miyayin. hear the fuller verse. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Fuller verse right here from Song of Songs, chapter 1, the second verse. Yishakeni, may he kiss I, me from Nishikot, from the Nishikot, the kisses, pihu, of his mouth, ki for tovim, for goodies, for goods, good, like good in the plural sense, the good of goods, ki atovi, dodecha, for the goodly, the goods, to say the good, right? Dodecha, the I love, I male love, dodeka, wadada, dodeka, me from Yayin. So the fuller verses, may he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better, for the I love is good in the plural sense, in the fullest sense, tobi is good, or Hebraically translated here, better, mi Yayin. Yishakeni, miya ni shikot pihu, here. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth. Yishakeni miya nishikot pihu. Yishakeni miya nishikot pihu. When they saw, seen, ha'el, ha'el, the power of the Almighty, ha'elahim, ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, at the tent of meeting, the ohel mo'ed, they became righteous men, righteous mandem. As it is said, even in Sefer Vayikra, in the book, and he called in Leviticus chapter 9, verses 23 to 24, where it reads, and Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. And there came forth fire from before the Lord. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Hear. Sefer Vayikra, here, third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 9, verses 23 to 24. And here, Sefer Vayikra, here, Leviticus chapter 9, the full of full, here. Vayavo Moshe, ve'aheron ha'ela ha'ela mo'eda, vayetaua, vayavarkua eta ha'ama, vayera, kovod Adonai el'kol ha'am, vayateitzeya, Eish mi lifnei Adonai, vaya tokhala ala ha mizbeyacha, eta ha ola, eta ha chlavim, vayar kol ha'am, vaya ronu, vayiplu ala pnehem. Here, full of full, and Moses and Moshe and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. Vayabo Moshe, we Aharon, illa ohela moeda, and came out. Wa yetsu, and came out and blessed the people. Vayavarku, wa yibarku, wa and yibarku, wa yibarku, and they bless etaham, and they bless the people. Wa yibarku etaham, and the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the people. Wayera kovod Yahuwah il kol ha'am, and the glory of who he be was seen, appeared. Wayera and appeared and was seen and was visible. Wayera kovod, the glory, the kovod Yahuwah il kol, to all ha'am, to all the people. Here, verse 24, and there came forth forward fire from before Jehovah. Vaytetzei eish milifnei Adonai. Wa and tetzei, and she came forward, eish, fire, milifnei, from the face, from before, from the presence, lifnei Yahuwah, from the face, the presence of Jehovah. Wa tetzei eisha milifnei Yahuwah, and there came forth fire, and she coming forward, and fire, she came forth, milifnei Yahuwah, from the face, the presence of Jehovah, and consumed up on the altar the burnt offering and the fat. Va tokal, wa tokal, and ate up, wa tokal, and she ate up, wa tokal, al ha mizbeach, upon the altar, the mizbeach, et the ha olah, the olah, the burnt offering, the ascension offering, the holocaust offering, et ha-olah, with et, and the ha-chlavim, and the chlavim, the chlavim, and the fat. Wa tochal la'ala ha-mizbeyach et ha-olah, with et ha-chlavim. And when all the people saw it, Vayar, call ha'am, vayar and seeing, call all ha'am, all the am, all the people, vayar, call ha'am, they shouted, vayaronu, yaronu, they shouted, and fell on their faces, vayipulu, al pneihem, vayipulu, and they fell, all upon pneihem, upon their faces. Wayabo Moshe Wahirone Illa Ohelamo Edda Waya Yitzua Waya Barkua Eta Ha'am Wayira Kovod Yawa Illa Kol Ha'am Watitse Aisha Milifne Yawa Watokala Allaha Mizbeyacha Eta Ha'olla We Eta Ha'chlavim Wayar Kol Ha'am Wayaron Wayipulu Al Pnehem. It is also written, even in Psalm 33, Hebraically, the 13th verse, rejoice in the Lord, O ye, your righteous, praises comely for the upright. Sing to him a new song. And here, just a note, there's a little typo here in the printed copy. It should be Psalm 33, here, verse 3, not verse 13. Psalm 33, Hebraically, the 3rd verse. And here, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Psalm 33, here the Gimel verse, Shiru Lau Shir Chadash, Heitvu Nagain, Bi Teru'a. Here, from KJV, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Here. Here, looking at the Hebrew right here, we're taking the first, instead of, it's written as Psalm 33, verse 13. That's a typo there in the print copy we have before us. It should be Psalm 33, verses 1 and 2, the full of full. Ranu tzarikim b'Yahuwah, lai sharim nawa tehila. First verse, the Aleph verse, so Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gamel, Psalm 33, Psalm XXXIII. Rejoice in Jehovah. Ranu, tzadikim. Rejoice, y'all. Tzadikim, righteous. By Yahuwah, in Jehovah. La for Yisharim, for the Yashar ones, the Yisharim. La Yisharim, Nawa, comely or beautiful. Comely or the sense of aitiful. Comely or beautiful. Comely or beautiful, here. Comely, nawa, laisharim, nawa, tehila. His ililta, his eyes, his exaltation, tehila. Here. And then we have here the third verse, the first and third verse we made reference to, here. For today's daily psalm, Shiru, Senor, Lau, to him. Shiru, Lau, Shir Chadash, Shir, a song Chadash, renewed, new. Heitivu has a sense of good, right? From Tov, Heitiva, Ethiopia, Tov, the Tov root, Heitivu, right? Like good, to say skillfully, good, y'all, Nagain, to play. Be teruah, by way of the shout, in shouting, be teruah. And when they seen Ha'el, the Almighty Eye, Ha'elahim, the true good, the true God, true Trinity, the Hebrew triunity, when they see Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, in the Olam, Haba, in the world to come, they will become Chassidim, they will become Chassidai or Chassidav, they will become his saints, the Chassidim, ones worthy of his chesed, worthy of his mercy. They become Chassidim. As it is said, sing his praise, his eyes in the assembly of the saints. May Israel rejoice in his maker.
Shiru layawa shir chadasha. Tila toa biya kahal chasidi. Yismach Yisrael. Be Osayo. In his maker, Osayo. Here, sing to Jehovah a new song, y'all. Shiru layahuah. Sing y'all to Jehovah shir chadash. A shir, a song, chadash, renewed, new. Tehilato, his eyes is his praise, his elilta, tehilato. Be a kahal, in the kahal, the assembly, the called out assembly, the Hebrew church. Chassidim, in the kahal of the chassidim, of the saints, of those who have received of his chesed, of his mercy. Be kahal chassidim. Yismach, rejoice. Yismach, may he rejoice, may he be happy. Yismach, Yisrael. May Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, be happy. Yismach, Yisrael, be Osayo, in his maker. And why? Lamazah. And why such singing? Because Yisrael, Israel, will see, seen Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. Because Yisrael will see Elohim and rejoice, and Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, true good, the true God, will rejoice in them. Isis, Jehovah, praise Jehovah from the earth, fire and hail. Snow and vapor, here, even in the preceding psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Chet, Kof Mim Chet. Here in Psalm 148, Psalm CXLVIII, here, verses 7 and 8, here. Halu et Yahuwah min haaretz, praise y'all, halu et Yahuwah, praise Jehovah, mean from haaretz, from the earth. Here, verse 8, fire and hail, snow and vapor. Here, Eish, Uvarad, and Varad, and Barad, Eish, Ubarad, fire and hail, Eish, fire, U, and Barad, and hail. Sheleg, snow, V'kitor, V'kitor, and the kitor and vapor. Eishu barad shalega wekitor. Here. From these verses, you learn that in the Shemayim, in the place, the Sham of the Mayim, the place of the upper waters in the heavens, there is nothing. There is nothing evil. Neither fire nor hail. Neither eishu barad. Neither snow nor vapor. Shalega wekitor. These come from the earth. As it is said, even in the full of four here, Psalm 148, verse 7, praise Jehovah from the earth. Fire and hail, snow and vapor. Halu et Yahuwah min haret, eish ubarad shelega wikitor, kitor, kitor. Scripture also says, even in the fifth psalm, he breaks with the fifth verse that reads, evil shall not sojourn with thee, with the eye. Evil, hurt, unkindness, evil shall not sojourn with thee. Lo yegurcha ra. Evil shall not sojourn, not to sojourn with the eye. Lo, right, evil, right, ra'a. Lo yegurcha. Lo, not yegurcha. Yegurcha, to sojourn. With thee, with the eye, ra, ra. Some bring this out right here as the ra, ra. Often as evil, hurt, bad, unkindness, hurt, wrongdoing, right? Ra, ra, as a verb. Here, as the noun, speaking of the evil man, the hurtful man, the unkind man, the ill, like I say, illmatic, the ill in the sense of wrongdoing and hurtfulness, ra. So here, speaking of the evil man, bringing out the sense of lo, yegur ka, yegur, gur, right? And reference to Psalm 15, sojourn with the eye. There are the qualifications of those who may sojourn with Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, with the source, with the power, are enumerated in Psalm 15. Link right here with Mizmor Hay, Psalm 5, here, Hebraically, the Hay, fifth verse, the latter part that reads, Lo yegurka ra, lo not yegurka, to dwell with the eye, ra, the evil man shall not sojourn with thee, lo yigorka ra. That is to say, nothing evil, nothing ra'a, whether the evil man, whether hurt, whether unkindness, whether injury, interesting this word, you know, ra in this verb sense, but nothing evil sojourns with ha'el, ha'el, the Almighty, ha'ilahim. All that is evil, all that is ra'a, that is evil, is on earth. But if so, why does Scripture say, even in Bereshis, even in Genesis chapter 19, verse 24, then the Lord caused to rain up on Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Why does it say? Here, Bereshis, Genesis chapter 19, here, Hebraically, verse 24, Vayehovah himtir Allah Sodom wa'ala emora. Kafrita Vaisha Meita Yahuwah Min Hashamayi. Then he who be who he be caused to rain. Wa Yahuwah Himtir caused to rain. And he who be who he be caused to rain. Wa Yahuwah Himtir all upon Sodom with all and upon Gomorrah. With Allah Amora, Gafrit, brimstone, Gafrit, Vaish, Wa and Aish, and fire, may eight, from Yahuwah, from he who be who he be, mean, from Ha Shamayim, from the heavens, the place of the celestial water. Wa Yahuwah Himtir Allah Sodoma, Wa Allah Amora, Gafrita, Vaish, may eight, Yahuwah, mean, Ha Shamayim. So, Lamazeh, if so, why does Scripture say this? Because HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, because the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle of One, Baruch Hu, blessed be who, blessed be he, decreed, mean HaShemayim, from the heavens, that his reigns be turned into Aish, into fire on earth. Al Ha'aretz, Ha'aretz, Ha'aretz. And here, Midrash note right here, on today's psalm. Here the Midrash note is, that is, his rain came down, but it turned into fire, into Aish, as it approached the earth. Here, compare the Genesis Rabbah 51 and 3, and also the previous psalm, Psalm 5, the fifth psalm, the seventh section, the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, the study of the Psalm 5.7. So his rain came down, but it turned into fire as it approached the earth, as it approached the earthly plane, 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 the earthly plane.
Hata right here. Look, Rhema tune right here. Part one of the Midrash right here. About to seal up right here. Rhema tune, that last part of the reasonment. Bomb in the Sodom, Queen Omega.
Bye.
Yes, yes, yes. The fire, you heard that in the Midrash right there, the fire. She, Tetzeh, she came forward from he who be, who he be.
Perfect. Blessed. Messiah.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
And here, before we seal up this right here, the Tea to Tea Testified Tuesday for the third day here, double portion. Today's daily Psalm 149. And the reason, man, had a lot to do with seeing he who he be, you know, even in the vision. Here we have Malkah Machida, Malkah, Queen Machida right here with Yah, Yahuwah Yireh. In the English, they say Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Yireh, Yahuwah Yireh. Here she has a tune called Yah Yireh, Yireh. See, he will see to it. He will see to it, also translated as Jah will provide. You know the English word provida? Come from the Latin vida. Vida, to see. Pro, before. He will see to it before. So here we have Yah Yireh. Yah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, here in the Hebrew, Malkah, Machida.
Open up your heart, open up your mind. Open up your heart, you'll be sure to find. Yahireh, he'll show up, make a way. Yahireh, he'll provide a better day. Yahireh, Yahireh, oh. He's the light of this whole wide world, yeah. Trouble not yourself over what is small. Oh, he's the great father, he's father to us all. He hears your every cry, yes he does. And he knows your every desire, yeah. He never suffers the righteous to hunger. And you won't be ashamed if you trust him. Yahireh, he'll show up, make a way. Yahireh, he'll provide a better day. Yahireh, Yahireh, oh, he's the light of this whole wide. And the evil it brings. Tomorrow take care of itself, don't be anxious. Birds of the air, they know they're gonna eat. Yah provide for them, they don't have to worry. He rises just to show you that he loves you. He rises just to show you that he cares for you. Open up your heart, open up your open mind. Open up your mind. Open up your heart, you'll be sure to be find. Sure to find. Yahireh. Yahireh. He'll show up, make a way. Yahireh. Suffers the righteous to hunger,
Lead me beside still waters, even in the presence of my enemies. Blessings, so many blessings. Even in the shadow of death, I will not fear.
Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, hallelujah. Shir ul Adonai, Shir Hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, hallelujah. Shir ul Adonai, Shir Hadash, Tehillato Bikhal Hasidim, Yismah Yisrael Be'osav, Benet Zion Yadiru Ve'malkam, Yehallelu Shemo Ve'mahol, Betof Ve'chinor Yezammeru Lo. כי רוצה אדוני בעמו, יפאר ענבים בישועה. יעלזו חסידים בכבוד, ירננו על משכבותם. רוממות אל בגרונם, וחרב בפיות בידם. לעשות נקמה בגויים, תוכחות בלאומים. לאסור מלכיהם בזיקים, ונכבדיהם בחבלי ברזל. לעשות בהם משפט כתוב, הדר הוא לכל חסידיו, הללויה.